Hey, and welcome to The Living Stone, a digital ministry from Greystone Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Here's this week's scripture reading and sermon.
Our scripture this morning is from Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then quickly go and tell his disciples he has been raised from the dead. And indeed, he is going ahead of you to Galilee, for there you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers and sisters to go to Galilee. There they will see me." And from Psalms 118, verses 17 and 18. "I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has punished me severely, but he did not give me over to death." The word of God for the people of God.
So Easter comes down to this. Is Jesus who Jesus says he is? If so, nothing else matters. Is Jesus not who he says he is? If so, nothing else matters. The good news is you get to choose. And the fact that you're all here this morning tells me you've already made that choice. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Y'all can surely do better than that. That's really the question, right? Is the resurrection true? Can we believe it? Is there really life after death? And the answer is
yes.
Amen. Y'all get up here, I'll go down there. Yes, the answer is yes. The resurrection is true. How do we know that? I don't know. Where is heaven? I don't know. What will heaven be like? I don't know. What will my body be like? I don't know. Ramona asked me the other day, "Well, what do you know?" Here's what I know. Jesus the Christ, the only Son of God, lived and died and rose to live again. And Jesus is alive. And so are we. Hallelujah. And we want so desperately for every day to be Easter Sunday. We want so desperately for the resurrection to be true. We want so desperately for redemption. Nearly 40% of Americans today are living with more credit card debt than retirement. People are taking to the streets in record-breaking numbers to demonstrate one thing or another thing or some other thing. CEOs of businesses that we respect are being shot down in the street. Some of them are outed for moral transgressions, forced to resign from highly paid and highly respected positions because of past mistakes. We want the resurrection to be true. Politicians bullying or getting bullied to get the outcome that best suits them. The world has gone crazy. We need the resurrection to be true. Some of us live with a fear of living, not sure exactly what to do today nor tomorrow. Some of us live with the fear of not having enough, and some of us live with the fear of having too much, and who's going to clean out all this stuff down the road? Some of us live with the fear of dying, and some of us live with the fear of living while hoping to die. The world has gone crazy. Technology is changing faster than we can keep up. My inbox overflows. I live with the fear of missing out. I spend an extra hour a day just sorting through emails, trying to figure out what I want to read somewhere down the road, but no, I'll never read. And then Google flashes out of space, out of space, out of space, and I'm going, oh no, now what? We need the resurrection to be true, to take away this fear that we carry. Fear is running rampant, but not today. Hallelujah. So what are we to do with this fear? Some people choose short-term survival and hunker down, and they build a corporation of one with three board of directors, me, myself, and I. And I don't really care about you. All I care about is me. And some people have chosen to do that. More and more people choose to act out their fear in anger than in cooperation and consensus. Perhaps you've heard of the craziness that's going on in our world. Some people call it a K-shaped world in which we live in, which some of us are doing very well, and we're on the upside of the K, and some of us are not doing so well, and we're on the downside of the K. As one economist said, half of us are getting better, half of us are getting worser and worser. Hell is coming. But not today. Not today. Not today, because we are Easter people. Hallelujah. We might do bells every week. Many of us wish we could go back to the good old days. You remember the good old days? Man, before central heat and air. The good old days. You remember the good old days when Coca-Cola cost a nickel and the other nickel bought peanuts to go in the bottle? You remember that? My grandmother got her first air conditioner when I was 16 years old. It was the most blessed thing, and it was as big as this pulpit. My grandmother was about as big as this candle. There was a safety belt you had to harness yourself in before you turned the air on. It would have blown her across the room. My grandmother was not too taken with the air conditioner. And after we got it running and it was cool and everything was wonderful, my grandmother said, well, it ain't as good as my black wrought iron fan. The next week I was at my grandmother's house, and the black wrought iron fan was sitting up on top of the air conditioner, moving air. Seth Godin says these words, "The world is about as normal now as it's ever going to be." The world is about as normal now as it's ever going to be. Death cannot stop the good news. We want the resurrection to be true because we know it to be true. Death cannot stop the good news. The boulder cannot keep the spread of the good news from moving around. The soldiers and the powerful corrupt could not stop the women from telling the story. Darkness cannot overcome light. Disbelief doesn't stop the story. As one person said to me this week, I don't really believe all that Easter stuff, to which I said, but don't you wish you could? He is alive. We are alive. Hallelujah. The psalmist tells us that the Lord is triumphant. This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice. Let us rejoice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where are you? I see you. But some of us still wrestle with fear. The fear of losing a loved one. The fear of moving from a comfortable home into a new place. The fear of a diagnosis that is pending. The fear of going to a new school. The fear of wondering whether I'm loved or not. We all carry those fears with us, but the angel said to the women and to us, fear not. And Jesus, as he encounters the women, fear not. So today, we don't need Spider-Man. We don't need Superman. We don't need to slay. We just need to say, come on.
Hallelujah.
It's Easter Sunday, and we are Easter people, and the resurrection is true, and we are living proof of it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So here's the deal. Fear less. Fear less. I know it's hard not to have fear, but I want to challenge you, fear less. Because there are people who love you. There are people who care for you. There are people who have surrounded you with love. There are people who have given you cards and meals and mail. There are people who wear hats in your honor. Hallelujah. Y'all are wearing me out. I don't know about you. I wish every Sunday were Easter Sunday. Actually, every Sunday is Easter Sunday. When we come together and we celebrate and we are fearless as the people of God, and you take that fearlessness out here with you. Because the people of God have said, no matter what has gone on in your life over these last few months, no matter what fear you may be wrestling with, no matter what grief may be trying to wear you down, no matter what darkness may be creeping in on you, today is Easter, and the resurrection is true, and we are Easter people. Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Lord, have mercy. What a day. What a day to be Easter people. What a day to sing hallelujah. What a day to hear the bells ring and to remind us that we are not alone. What a day when we can claim the resurrection, not because it's a story, but because we've all lived it. We have all been resurrected. Thank you, God. Thank you for the resurrection, not only of Jesus, but of me. And these that we love, and these that we care of, and those that we miss, today is a day of hope. And we live into that hope through Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Amen.